NC State has replaced their quarterback, and the first game this year for MJ Morris will be a CW Network special. James Bates, lead ACC football analyst for the CW, 2 o'clock. Marshall at NC State. And there are people who think, well, it's Marshall. He's going to hit the ground running. Marshall's no joke, James. How you doing?
Hey, Adam. Good. Thanks for having me on. I like following Emmett Smith on the QC Kinetics commercial. You got all Gators all afternoon, right?
Yeah. It's all Florida all the time here.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm looking forward to this game. And no, slow down before that's your thought. I like the energy that's going through camp with the change at quarterback to MJ. But I think that everybody needs to be reminded that this is a football team in Marshall that has won 9 straight games going back to their last 5 of last season. And it's a team that went to Notre Dame and pulled off an upset. Yeah. And so a lot of those guys are back. And there's something dangerous about a team that truly expects to win. You know, a lot of teams believe they can win and want to go win, but when you win 9 in a row, you almost forget what it's like to lose. And they've been down in a lot of games too. So yeah, the Pack, they've got some excitement in camp, but they also have their hands full this weekend.
Let me ask you this. James Bates from the CW is joining us, ACC football analyst. Because when you prep for these games and you're watching tape and you're watching past games, who knows how much it's going to change. But you've obviously seen the Wolfpack play. Have the reasons been primarily the quarterback, or is it a myriad of things offensively?
I think it's a handful of things. I don't think you can put it just on Brennan. And a lot of us have watched him play. ACC football fans have watched him play and watched him compete as much as anything there at the University of Virginia. And I hate it for him. I understand it. I mean, I understand you've got to move and see if you can create some offense. And but it's, here's a guy who's played his guts out back to the high school days. He was such a good high school player. So I wish the best for Brennan Armstrong. And I don't think that anybody could put it on him. And I would hate to hear anybody badmouth him because he didn't want things to work out that way. So, but it's a combination. It certainly, I don't think you can put a whole lot of blame over on the defensive side of the ball because, man, just as they always have, Tony Gibson's defenses, they're so much fun to watch, and they're so fast and athletic. And of course, watching Peyton Wilson, I get kind of caught watching number 11 every now and then, and I should be watching the ball a little bit more, but I can't help it. He's just fascinating and such a big playmaker, and so many of them on that defensive side of the ball. And I look for them to put it together and play a good, crisp, clean football game with some good energy to start. I think it's important for them to start fast this week.
Well, if you're watching the ball, eventually Peyton Wilson's going to get there. you'll see the ball eventually. James Bates is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how State plays the rest of the way. I agree with you. It's about a lot of different things. They have to learn how to run the ball. They have to really commit to being better on the offensive line. That has been surprisingly bad for them, and they don't have the playmakers, at least the veteran playmakers on the outside that have made it easier. But, man, their defense is something else. Let me ask you about North Carolina, who will host Syracuse today. We'll get back to State Marshall if we have time at the end, but the story here is Des Walker finally being eligible. I'm not going to ask you to get into or comment on the silly war of words we're hearing from the NCAA. But, this is the weapon that Drake May has needed.
Vengan todos a la venta para amigos y familiares de JCPenney hasta el domingo. Usa el cupón de 30% extra en la tienda y llena tu carrito con estilo y ahorros. Y obtén hasta 60% de descuento en joyería fina y de moda. Además, ahorra hasta 40% en ropa elegante para toda la familia. Compren juntos y luzcan de lo mejor este otoño. JCPenney, vale la pena. Selección de estilos, aplican exclusiones. Cupón y oferta de ropa válidos hasta el 8 de octubre. Oferta de joyería válida hasta el 22 de octubre. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.
Esta semana en Macy's, encuentra tu propio estilo de otoño con grandes ahorros en especiales increíbles, como 30-50% menos en abrigos de invierno para él y para ella, 40-60% menos en trajes y blazers de diseñador que puede hacer más o menos formal, y 30-40% menos en las botas y zapatos infaltables de esta temporada durante la gran venta de zapatos. O usa tu cupón o tarjeta Macy's y ahorra un 20% extra en ofertas increíbles en Macy's. Ahorro sobre precios en oferta y liquidación, aplican excepciones.
Oh, my goodness. I know. And that coupled with a defense that's making some plays this season as well and playing better ball, it seems. And, you know, I just hate that. I hate that for the player as much as anything. Yeah, it would have been great for Tar Heel fans to be able to watch him play a few more. But, you know, to just blame it on things like they did, it's such a shame. It's such a shame with everything. It seems like at times there are so many things. Feels like the wild, wild west in ball compared to way back when I played, that's something that that you get hung up on. So I wish the best for him, and hopefully they'll tear it up as soon as he gets back out on the field. And there's a good chance, I think, that our crew is going to have Virginia at UNC next week, or in 2 weeks, rather. So I'm looking forward to seeing them firsthand for the first time this season.
Should be a good scrimmage for North Carolina. Man, I wish Virginia were playing better. Same thing for Virginia Tech. You've been doing ACC football for a number of years now, James, and I don't know if it hurts as an SEC guy, because some of the quality has not been there, but it's good to see North Carolina's defense start to play more complementary football to the offense. And I don't know how much you had a chance to watch this past week, but the Blue Devils are no joke as a football team.
I know. I've had an eye on them all season, and they have been so much fun to watch. And, you know, and good for Mike Elko to go in there. And I was such a big fan of Coach Cut. But, you know, I just when they made that change and here comes Mike Elko, for them to have so much success in such a hurry was exciting. But then when they got everybody back, you knew that it was going to get pretty interesting. You just didn't realize how interesting it was going to be. I hated to see Riley Leonard go down, but I'm glad to hear that it's not a season ender. But still, if they're saying it's a high ankle sprain, that's something that you can't really rush back. It's, you know, unfortunately, that'll be about, what, 3 or 4 weeks? Is that what they're saying with him?
Yeah. And especially the type of player he is. He is the leading rusher for Duke. We got Jordan Waters, their running back, on the show tomorrow. And it's a good thing that they're off this week, but I don't think he'll be ready for NC State. At least I would be surprised if he is. So it looks like they're going to have to use their backup in that game, which makes it a little bit problematic. But then the Blue Devils, I believe, have a trip to Tallahassee to take on the Seminoles. And let me ask you this, as a Florida Gator, is FSU back?
You know, I think so. They plugged in the right pieces. And it all starts, let's face it, I mean, that's why they're in Raleigh on Saturday. We're going to see a different guy running the show. It all starts and stops with the quarterback at any level, NFL or in college. And they have a guy who not only is a fantastic football player, but he's a great kid as well. And, you know, I would say it's tough for me to say as a Gator, but I root for good dudes, and this guy is a good dude, you know, like Riley Leonard, like Drake, like, you know, and, you know, well, like Brennan Armstrong, you know, and so it's just, he's a good guy, and they've got so much talent around him, and, you know, I used to hate on the Tennessee Volunteers a little bit more. That was my team with FSU. I didn't grow up around the Florida, so the rivalry that much. So
right.
It was just when I was playing. But I appreciate the opportunity to do the job that I do, to go out every Saturday and to televise and help showcase these kids that are living out a dream. And so a lot of the SEC folks, a lot of the Florida folks are like, oh man, you got to come back and cover the Gators or cover the SEC. And to be honest with you, I just love just going and watching them strap it up and go and play football on Saturdays. And I feel so blessed to be able to cover it and be a part of the ACC. That's, That's the truth.
What did Steve Spurrier say? You can't spell citrus, the citrus bowl, without UT. Or Peyton Manning came back for his senior year because he wanted to like win the citrus bowl. It was just Spurrier was just the greatest ever.
Wasn't he?
I just don't know if there's a second place. Do you think Miami is for real?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think we've all been from the outside looking. We've all been gun shy to,
right?
You know, from years past, everybody kept picking. Oh, they've got all this talent. This is the year. This is the year. This is the year. This is the year. And I think finally everyone's like, I don't know, maybe it's the year, but I'm not going to get too fired up about them early on. And they've kind of they've done what they've needed to do, and they too have gone and filled in some gaps and. And they had better quarterback play than they had TBD throwing the ball last year. He seems to be doing a lot better and are staying healthy. So I think it at the very least it's setting up for a nice little clash of the Titans between Miami and Florida State. Just the way, whether you love them or hate them, those two teams, that's college football right there. That's kind of in my wheelhouse growing up. You know, like late '80s, early '90s, mid '90s when Miami and FSU got it on. That was the gossip of college football.
Yeah, it was the game of the year in week five every year. I'm older than you, so I go back to this game really in the mid-'80s. Florida State was still at the pinnacle, and Miami was there too. And these games were, I mean, noon Saturday the fifth week of the season, every single year. And it was almost always, it seemed like, a top five or a top 10 matchup. James Bates, the CW, 2 o'clock, Wolfpack hosting Marshall. It is the season debut of MJ Morris. James, I thank you very much for your time. We'll do it again.
We will. Thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
You
too.
Adam. James Bates, the CW, has State and Marshall coming up on Saturday.